Hello. All right, here we go. How do you make a blonde laugh on Saturday?
I don't know how.
You tell her a joke on Wednesday.
It's a good one.
It's pretty stupid, but it's pretty awesome.
It's awesome.
All right, I am joined with my dearest mom. Mom, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Tracy. I'm Piper's mom.
Yep. Right, she is. So today we're going to be exchanging slang terms from our generations. As you know, I am Generation Z, and she is most definitely Generation X. So,
absolutely.
Uh-huh. Loud and proud. So we've gathered up a couple of slang terms from our specific generations, and we're going to take turns trying to guess what they mean. So this is going to be interesting. Might be inappropriate. We don't know. We're going to figure that out. All right. So would you like to go first or me, Mom?
I'll go first.
Okay, go for it. All right.
The first word is book.
Book. B-O-O-K?
Yeah.
Like book. A book. Okay, well, I'm interpreting that as like book it, like mark it for later, or book it like you better get out of here, or hit the books, like you gotta get your study on.
Yeah, no, you got one of, I mean, you
I got one
it.
Of them. So yeah. I think like book would be like save it for later.
No.
It's get the hell out of there.
It's get out of there.
Oh,
so like I slept in late, so I had to book it to school.
Oh, okay. Okay. This one is cap/no cap.
Cap/no cap.
Like you can say either cap or like no cap.
I mean, because obviously I want to say it's a hat.
Well, yeah, but it's definitely nothing you can wear.
Okay. Cap. Definitive, it's the end, or it's
like, you want me to use it in a sentence?
Yeah.
Okay. I was up all night and I didn't even study for the test and I got an A. No cap.
Okay,
I saw Kevin Hart in my Safeway, no cap.
You're not kidding. It is absolute fact.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. When you say no cap, it's like I'm not lying. Isn't it so stupid?
Yeah. Pretty much.
So dumb.
Pretty much.
So dumb.
What about, how about gnarly?
Gnarly?
Yeah.
No, I know this one. Like super cool.
Yeah.
Like, bro, those waves were gnarly.
Gnarly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this one, gassing or gassed up.
Gassing or gassed up?
Mm-hmm.
That you're super excited?
You know
or
what?
Or that you're like,
in a way,
you're ready to go.
I guess you could, like, because, like, you got me gassed up, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more to hype someone up. Like, okay. I'm gassing you up. Like, I'm filling up your tank right now.
Okay.
Like, it's something like I do. It's pretty explanatory, but, like, you didn't get it right. But
how about hella?
Isn't that something, like, you would say? Like, that's hella dope?
Yes.
Hella cute?
Yes.
Hella lame?
Hella good.
Ew, I don't like that. Let's do this one. Rent free.
Rent free.
Mm-hmm. Rent free.
Like you're living here rent free. What's the word again? Rent free?
Rent free. Mm-hmm. The one you just said. Yeah. 2 seconds ago.
Okay.
Should I do another blonde joke? Or?
Yeah, maybe. I'm okay with that or I'm.
What? Just think about it.
Rent free. You'll do something for free or that you'll allow somebody. Can I come over for dinner? Yeah, rent free.
You know what? I'll give you props for that. Basically, it's when something occupies space in your thoughts.
Oh.
I don't even like that song, but it lives in my head
rent free.
Yeah. I actually kind of like that one.
Yeah. Okay. I get it. No doy.
No doy?
Yeah.
What? No doy.
No doy.
Like D-O-Y?
Uh-huh.
No doy. No doy. Is it like no duh?
Yes.
Is that it?
That is exactly it.
Oh my God. Okay, yeah. I'm really good. I'm You're born good in the wrong generation, Mom.
Well,
I'm born.
I wouldn't say that.
Okay. This one, snatched.
You're put together. You're snatched.
Yes, very good. Yeah, you're put together. You're snatched. Yeah. Another slang term for looking good.
How about Ralph?
Ralph? What the hell is Ralph? Ralph. Is it like how we say, like, you're being a Karen or like you're being a Ralph?
No, not even close. Not even close.
Like there was just like a buzzkill and you just be like, oh, Ralph. Or, or something.
No.
Is it an acronym?
Well.
Does it stand for something?
you use it in a sentence to describe something.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Well, it'll give it away.
I'm like, I have no idea.
I feel like I'm going to Ralph.
Vomit?
Yeah. It's a slang term for vomit or puke.
Ew.
Yeah.
Okay, I did not know that, too.
That's why, you know, one of Dad's friends will say Ralph Macchio. I feel like I'm Ralph Macchio.
Oh, because he's going to barf.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never understood that joke until now.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, I've heard like hurl.
Yeah.
I'm going to vom.
I'm going to vom. Yeah.
That one's pretty good. I've never heard of Ralph. So that was a good one. Okay. I got one for you. Let's get this bread.
I would say it has to do with money. And it would be like, do this to earn some coin.
Okay.
Some cash.
You just said two slang terms in one. I love it. I love it. You're learning already. Yeah, it's a play on dough being slang for money. It means to work hard and succeed.
Yeah.
So you're working for that coin, as right. You just said. So
smooth move.
You get away with something. Like that was a smooth move.
No. Think of 16 candles.
Okay. I'm thinking of it.
One of the characters in there says, smooth move.
Yeah, like, or it's like a sarcastic
yes.
way of saying like that yeah. was not smooth at all.
Correct. Like right. maybe you should watch where you're going next time. Smooth move.
Right. Because you like totally fell on the face. Oh. I got one for you. Drip.
It's either you're dripping in a whole bunch of like jewelry.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty much what it is. Refers to like a really cool outfit or like an okay. item of clothing. Because
yeah.
And if it's bad, you call it a leak.
How about veg out?
Veg out?
Yeah.
What?
Veg out.
Okay, this could be a lot of things. Like, you're going crazy. Like, you veg out.
No.
Okay, you're being really lazy, and you're on the couch, so you're vegging out.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
That's exactly
yep.
it.
Yep, 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 yep. Bussin'. Immediately, eyebrows raised.
Like, what in the hell?
B-U-S-S-I-N.
I have no idea. I'm bussin'.
Yep, that's incorrect. It's like, it's usually used for like food. Like it's really, really good. Used twice in a row if the food is like really spectacular. So it's those fries look bussin' or these fries are like bussin'.
Okay, that's dumb.
Oh, it's so stupid. Like that is probably my least favorite one
yeah.
out of all of them.
How about motor?
Motor?
Yeah. You guys use a different word for it now, but.
Oh, so just over time it just.
Changed.
Right. Motor. Well, when I think of a motor, I think of a car or a boat.
Okay.
And you drive it.
Right.
You don't drive a boat, you con it, as Papa John said. Or, yeah, you drive a car. So, like, going forward to something, like I'm motoring to it.
Okay.
Or, like.
Close. You guys use the word dip.
Oh, I got a dip. I gotta leave.
Yeah.
I got a motor. Oh, clever. I was really overthinking it.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Really overthinking it. Okay. Coming down to our last two here. Eight.
Eight?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first thing I think of is like a figure eight. So is it like you just go around in circles?
No. 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 You no, that would be called dizzy. But okay. Eight. Like, ate that. Ate, left no crumbs. Like, you're actually physically eating, not the number.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ate. Like, it was good. Like, you devoured it, that it was...
I mean, yeah, good is probably better, but, like, it's used when someone does an exceptional job at something. So, like, you just performed all of... Rap God by yourself, you ate and left no crumbs.
Okay.
Like,
all right.
Like Rap God is like a really hard rap to sure. rap. So then it's sure. just like, oh my God, she just did that. She ate. Like, she ate that.
She ate that.
That's
okay.
what Emmy says a lot. Where yes. she's like, oh, she ate.
Right.
Oh, she ate that up.
Yeah, right, yeah, right, right.
Ate
right.
that up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm seeing it.
No.
Okay.
We got to get Emmy in here.
Right, exactly. Jonesin.
What?
Jonesin.
Mm-hmm. Like you're kidding?
Nope.
Like I'm just jonesin? Because we go, oh, no. just joshin', you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, no.
Jonesin. Can you use it in a sentence?
Well, it'll totally give it away.
Ugh. Jonesin.
Yeah.
Jonesing. You're being annoying.
No.
You're like being the class clown right now.
No.
Crap, this one's hard.
Jonesing.
Can you try to use it in a sentence?
I'm jonesing for...
Bro. Oh, I thought you that was it. I was like, are you kidding me? You're jonesing for...
I'm totally jonesing for a burger right now.
You really want one.
Yeah.
Like you're excited craving, for it.
You're craving it.
It's a crave.
It's a crave.
Like you need it.
Yeah.
I'm jonesing for iced coffee right now.
Correct.
Like I need an iced coffee.
Yeah. I am totally jonesing for a coffee.
Using that later for sure. Okay. Ready?
Are we still doing this?
Yeah. Well, this is my last one. Okay. So pick your last one too.
Okay.
And then we're going to wrap it up.
Okay.
All right. Sending me. Or sent.
Totally surprised me or something?
No.
I don't know.
You could say, that sent me. Or
surprised you. Or nope. Surprise? It's not surprised.
Or when I saw that.
I was shocked.
It sent me.
Couldn't believe it.
I mean, okay. Yeah, kind of. But not really. Like you're getting there. Like I think you're gonna get this one.
Like you can't believe it. Like you saw something that was unbelievable, and you.
Schitt's Creek had me sent. Saturday Night Live has me sending.
Okay, that you're laughing.
It's sending me. Yes,
like you're enjoying it,
making you laugh, as in sending you right over the edge of like hilariousness. Like oh my gosh, like it sent me flying.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
Okay,
it sent me. To the earth's core.
Okay.
I don't know. You fill in the gaps.
All right. Okay, last one.
Yep.
Hoser.
Hoser?
Hoser.
Hoser. Oh, boy. Hoser. So when I think of a hoser, I think of a hose.
Right.
So like a hoser, I would think showers you with like bull crap.
Okay.
You're a hoser.
No.
You're showering me with false facts. You're hosing me down.
Yeah, well, I mean, no, but okay. But I think that definition actually is better than what it was actually used for.
Oh, okay. So, again, wrong generation. Adding to my case right now. A hoser or like a poser?
No.
Oh, what is it? I don't know.
Well, it'd be like,
or put you're in
such a hoser.
You're such a hoser. Like, you're such a goof.
Yeah, you're such you're such a loser.
You're just a duff.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Or, you're such the dud in Mystery Date.
Yeah.
You're like, you're the
you're
dud.
You're the dud. You're the loser. Dud.
You're the loser.
You're such a hoser.
You're such a hoser. So, dad. Got it.
Exactly.
Perfect. Okay. Well, that was sharing slang terms from our lovely generations and how life has formed us in the most unique ways possible, obviously. So we're going to end off this with another blonde joke real quick. This one, one of my favorites. Why did the blonde stare at the orange juice bottle for 2 hours? Why, Mom?
Why?
It said concentrate. That one's so stupid.
That's a good one, though. Good.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. And this has been Fake Blondes.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Go Toodles. Gen X.
Oh, shut up.